Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I'm Iman.
I'm Hiba.
And we're your hosts for the MSA Take. Is that the name of the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Okay, so assalamu alaikum, everyone. I'm Hiba. I'm a second year and I'm doing med.
Okay, I'm Iman. I'm fourth year. Been around for a while. I'm studying engineering.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did you get involved with the MSA?
So I went to a few events and was inspired, and I'm here now. What about you, Iman?
I wish my journey was as smooth. I kind of wanted to do that one and then got sucked into like the vortex of the MSA, and here I am.
So what are you currently doing in the MSA?
I'm the secretary for this year, which just means I do a lot of resource handling and admin. How about you?
I'm in events expenditure.
Mm-hmm.
So I just follow Zainab's instructions.
Just following orders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, Iman, tell us, what is a molehill that you would make a mountain out of?
People burn their green tea. People burn their green tea, and it really frustrates me. Green tea burns at anything over 80 degrees. You asked?
Mm-hmm.
Prepare yourself.
I'm happy.
And for most teas, anything over 90 degrees is normally too hot. And that's how you end up with bitter tea. And that's why you have people complaining about the way their tea tastes. And it's not the fault of the tea. It's just a skill issue.
All right, moving on. If you could describe your uni experience in one word, how would you describe it?
It's just been a series of sprints.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I'd say fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like hard in the moment, but at the end, it all comes together.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Hiba, what is your third favorite food?
So my first favorite food would be Thai. Second one would be Thai. And my third one, so it would be Thai food.
Thai food is category.
Oh, you want like a proper dish?
Yeah, give me food.
We'll come back to it. But anyways,
do you want to give us an intro about what we'll be talking about this term?
Okay, so inshallah, this term we'll be looking at defining success as a Muslim, and specifically as a sister, and we'll be looking at that through the university lens and also further on. And why do you think these are important for Muslim students?
I think in general we tend to be a bit too close-minded in the way we perceive the world.
Mm-hmm.
So being a little bit more introspective and seeing people our age have these sorts of discussions really opens up what we can talk about in general conversation. I think, like, especially when I started university, I felt like I was having the same conversation with every single person. It was like the same set of small talk.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like a script. And I really want to push beyond that and actually talk to people and get to know how they think and get to know more about them.
So almost like we want to use this to get people to think introspectively more?
Definitely.
Right.
Yeah. Is there a particular topic that you want to discuss this year that you're excited about? Or
I came across a lecture from Dr. Haifa Yunus. It was about feminism and Islam. So maybe inshallah, further in the year, we could discuss that.
That would be good. Okay. We kind of discussed like the vision of this podcast and what we really want to do. Is there anything else, or like any, if you think about like who we want to reach with this, is there someone specific you have in mind? Like when you're talking, like when we're talking here, who are you actually talking to as the audience?
Primarily Muslim students on campus, because at the end of the day, we want to share our experience and to show others that they're not alone in that experience, but also really just reaching out to anyone that is interested. What about you?
I think when I'm like thinking of this, I'm thinking about, you know, like the conversations we have in the musalla,
mm-hmm.
or the sort of discussions we have in the halaqa. Like the people I'm talking to is the people who we see around uni all the time.
Yeah.
And I think we generally can like think about expanding the range of our conversations a bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So overall, what do you reckon the goal of this podcast is? Or like, how do you think this would benefit the Muslim community?
I really just want to open doors to having more nuanced discussions and open discussions. So less judgment, more there's no right answer to things, and generally just being a bit more interesting in the topics that we speak about so that we actually get to know one another and it's not the same, like, really shallow level friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. What is your favorite MSA memory?
So I haven't been around for long, but one of my favorite memories was one of the first events I went to. It was a self-defense class, and I wasn't expecting much, but then I was tackled by my events lead. And that was pretty traumatizing going forward.
You still chose to work with her?
What can I say? I was kind of sucked in. But yeah, what's one lesson you've learned after being in the MSA for some time?
I think for me, it's really, really that as taxing and as tiring as things can get, especially with like our week-long events where everyone's on all the time, you constantly, it's like late night meetings, early morning messages, you're showing up to get things ready, showing up to make things happen. It's really the little things that make it worth it. And it's the people who want to come to our events and who want to interact with the things that we do that really make it worth it. Mm-hmm. Prime example, us selling out the iftar tickets. That felt it literally felt like last month I was like, this is a gift for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing all this prep and all this work, and you know, even like through the holidays we were doing interviews, gathering our expenditure or whatnot, and this really, really just felt like a gift.
Right, it's kind of long.
Yeah. What's one thing you'd like to learn being in the MSA? Because you said you haven't been around too much. Mm-hmm. But you will be this year. So.
When I first joined the MSA, it wasn't really planned because I wasn't planning to join any societies in uni. But then when I was talking to all the girls, I realized the importance of having a Muslim community around you. So I guess now that I've joined the MSA, it's just giving back to that community, furthering my involvement with the Muslim students on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Is there one particular event that you're like really, really excited to be part of?
I think right now the iftar. Mm-hmm. It's like one of our biggest events. So inshallah, that'll be good this year.
Yeah, inshallah. By the time we release this, the iftar will already be done, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's one thing you didn't know coming into the MSA?
I didn't know what devs was, and that everyone says it. I was like, what does that even mean?
I had the same experience. I didn't know what it was. I still can't use it.
I know.
I feel like everyone throws it around.
When I was
still
first,
like, I don't know if this is the right way to use the word.
But yeah, I had to ask Zayda what was going on.
Do you want to tell our listeners what it means?
Oh, it means devastating, I think.
I think so. All right. What was your most difficult or embarrassing experience at uni?
My most difficult or embarrassing memory was last year I had to talk to a simulated patient as part of my one of my assessments, and it was in front of the whole class because I decided to be bold, and the patient started yelling at me, being like, where's the doctor? And I did end up getting the history out, but mm-hmm. I had to take a 30-minute break because it was just too much.
That sounds so traumatizing.
No, it was a learning experience.
Have you recovered from that experience?
But you know, going forward, I can use that.
It's like you hear a patient like screaming in the background and hypnotized.
And now I know what to do.
Okay, that's great.
What, as someone who is in her fourth year, what's something you would tell yourself in your first year or other younger students on campus?
Get used to failing. Not courses, or like not because you're not putting in effort, mm-hmm. but one of the things that I've found happens at uni is that you try a lot, you put in the effort, and sometimes things don't work out. Sometimes it's because you're trying something new, sometimes it's just because you didn't understand what the brief was, or you misunderstood what the tutor was saying, or maybe you just like misjudged how good you were at something.
Mm-hmm.
That's me with coding. C++ has been a humbling experience.
Wow.
C++ is like very close to machine level code, so you have to tell it to do everything.
What is C++?
It's a coding language.
Oh, I thought you meant that was your grade.
No. I'm not dropping grades on the podcast. I don't think anyone would take me seriously if I did that. But yeah, I think really get comfortable trying new things and get comfortable failing with them.
Yeah.
Because that's how you open the door to new experiences, and you really come across things both about yourself and about other people and about the world that you just didn't know.
Yeah.
And it's much nicer once you're on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do, what's the strangest thing anyone has ever told you about yourself?
I'll give it a think. Do you have anything in mind?
I might also need to think.
Actually, I'm pretty well known for this, but I had to drive my uncle home once, and then by the end of the trip, he was like, "Your driving had me reciting the Shahada." But that's crazy because I'm such a good driver. So.
To your face?
Yes, right to my face. Before he got in the car, he was like praying as well. So
I would cry.
I have to drive like 20 below the limit when it's my grandma.
Yeah. I think the strangest thing anyone's ever told me, I had a group project once and we were just brainstorming. One of the girls was like, "Do you like think before you say things?" And I was like, what do you mean by that? And she's like, no, like I don't mean in a bad way, but it's like when you're giving ideas, it doesn't sound like ideas. It sounds like you're saying this would work.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I don't think I've recovered from that. I don't know how to, like, interpret that.
Do you still give your ideas freely? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not something I can change. Perhaps too often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. We hope that you were able to get to know us a little bit more. Get excited for our upcoming episode in week 5,
mm-hmm.
which will be about the Muslim identity and notions of success. I did not say the title right, but you get the gist of it. Hopefully you'll still be listening.
Inshallah.
We'll see you then. Assalamu alaikum.